Good morning, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome back for another great week of the Tully Aaron Torah Enrichment Program. And we started yesterday for a full service, 6 days a week. We are continuing on with the story of Shimshon. Fascinating, amazing story. We're part of the origin. Very rarely do we get an in-depth look at the pregnancy and the pre-birth life of a hero in the Tanakh. So this is fascinating to like look into this. What happens even before he was born? So,
because it looks like it's going
to
fall.
Okay, we don't want the iPad to fall. Yeah, that would not be good for everybody online and for the iPad itself. Okay, so we discussed how Shimshon's mother, Mrs. Manoach, we know where Slafon is, but it's important that the Navi does not mention her name and what that means towards the relationship between her and her husband. And that a malach came to her, who she thinks is a person or maybe probably a navi, and told her that she's going to have a child. This child is going to be the leader of the Jewish people. He's going to save them from the hands of the evil plishtim. And he is going to be a nazir mibeten, nazir mirecha, which up until now is not really a concept halachically, but this is going to be created through Shimshon. And she should not drink wine or anything related to, probably, doesn't really say grape products, but let's say that too. And he should never have any get any haircuts at all. So when she goes back to her husband and repeats this to him, she leaves out two very key details. What we addressed last time, it really goes into the relationship. She leaves out that he says that you are an akara and you don't have any children, meaning that it's probably something biologically with her as to the reason for her infertility. We said that's probably related to probably something was going on with the arguments between the two of them. Whose fault is it? Whose responsibility is this? Maybe it was tension. There was tension there. And secondly, that she did not mention that he's going to save the Jewish people from the plishtim. Most likely that was practical. Like if she shares this with him, maybe this is word's going to get out. Look at my son, haha. And sure, I should get shlishi next Shabbos or have maftir. Look at, and that's not going to be good because what's the plishtim can come in. We know this already from Paro and how they were gozer on the children already. And she wanted to keep that to herself until that, you know, became a reality. So now we need to go further into the story and to see his reaction. What's Manoach's reaction and what happens, what ensues afterwards? Vayatar, we're up to Pasuk Ches. Vayatar Manoach El Hashem. Vayatar is a language of, it's an expression of tefillah. How do we know that? The first time this word comes up in the Torah is by another infertile couple, fascinatingly. Yitzchak and Rivka. Vayatar Yitzchak Manoach Hishto. Vayomar bi Adoni, Ish Elokim asher shalachta yavona od elein. He says, can it come to both of us? Vayorenu ma na'aseh lenar hayulat. And I hope that he can come and teach us what we should do to this child. What's the problem with this? She told him what to do, right? She told him what to do. So what's he asking for? He's davening to Hashem. Good. Good guy. He's davening to Hashem. So that's wonderful. He's davening to Hashem. Please come back. Come back so we know. So the Malbim writes here the following. Ratzalomar, shahamalach lo bi'er, rakan haga sa'isha, lo lamad osam hanaga sa'yelet. So if you look back at the language regarding drinking wine and alcoholic beverages, what does it say? She shouldn't. Right? But nothing about the kid. Only about the kid. Don't get cut his hair. So, nothing about tuma and about yayin regarding the child. So the Malbim says here, you taught me, right? You taught me about cutting hair, but what about, it's murky. So my wife, when she's pregnant, she shouldn't drink wine. Good. The doctor would tell the same thing. And she shouldn't eat any tummy things. Wonderful. But what about the kid? So that's the way the Malbim understands what's going on here. He's very, you know, he wants to be a part of this. He very much believes her. It sounds like they're very much on the same page over here. V'lachem bikesh sheyavo shenis, come again. Lahoros hanhaga sayela geprat shehin nizirus chadasha. This is a brand new nizir. Yes.
Did the words thank you come out of his mouth first?
Thank you, Hashem. So he doesn't say thank you. Okay, off. Off.
Come back to us because I was left down.
I was left down. Good. So this is where other Mefarshim come in and say that there are things that are missing from this story. Right? He doesn't really respond to his wife. Oh my gosh, like, give me a hug. You know, like, this is amazing. He doesn't do that. And thank you. Yeah.
But the Torah doesn't always, in a story and a narrative, give the emotions of the characters. Sometimes it's left out.
So 100%. So emotions, yes, but maybe a conversation. So what happens is she comes home. It's telling. V'tavo ha'isha. Vayomerli, right? So she comes in the previous two psukim and says, this is what happens. This is what he told me. His immediate reaction is not to respond to her. That's where I'm coming from. That's the immediate reaction, not to come to her.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
The Rabbi told her that it's going to be a nasir from her. They knew that Allah was a Nasir. So the chiddush here was that the mother had to follow those rules also, at least some of them.
Correct. All the chiddush is here that someone that's connected to God is talking to his wife.
Yeah, but they had the instructions of how to bring up the kid because they knew what the rules are.
So, okay, you might be right. But I don't think the words Nazir come up. Meaning, maybe this is something different than Nazir. It sounds like Nazir. It smells like Nazir. Maybe it's... Where's the Nazir? It does say Aki Nazir Lekimata. Okay. Yeah, so maybe... I hear you. Okay. So let's continue to see what is going on in this relationship. We're learning the origin story of Shimshon. That what's going on here? Vayishma Elokim b'kol manoach. Hashem listens to him. Vayavo malach Elokim od El Haisha. V'hi osheves basadeh. She's out in the fields. U'manoach isha ein ima. And Manoach is not with her. So now, right, what do you see from here? What is this? What is the Navi telling us about her, him? What's going on here? The Pasuk tests. What? There clearly is something with the relationship at 12. Clearly, right? Clearly. Right. Yitzhak and Rivka, according to the Nesif, right? That there's a disconnect in this relationship. You see here, right, the Midrashim paint this picture, that she is on a higher level. She is deserving of a Malach coming to her, and he is not deserving of a Malach coming to him.
Even the idea that a person, Yoshev and Basadeh, who else do we know is Basadeh?
I don't know who's Yitzhak. Right,
that's when he...
Yitzhak Davins in the fields. Yeah. Yeah, so it could be like a reverse. Like a reverse Yitzhak and Rivka. This is a male, female, the flip. Not that Rivka was on a lower level, because that's so, right?
No,
yeah.
She went to ask. They talked about what was going to be going on. No one told Yitzhak. She knew what was going to happen and she was going to have to. She was told. And
right.
She did not choose to share that with
her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vatimaher. So what does she do? She's a good wife. Vatimaher. She runs. Vatimaher Yishavra Taratz Vatagedli Isha. And very fascinating. Here it's the woman ran to the man. Not the wife ran to her husband, but the woman ran to her man. Le'isha, with the mapeke there, means it's possessive. Vatomer elov. I learned from my bar mitzvah with Joel Motechin. I know some of you know him. He made me pronounce, bar mitzvah boys don't do this today, and they should. The mapeke, elit is a different, you pronounce it differently. Really, it's isha. It's not isha, it's isha. Yeah, and the breath. It's a different pronunciation. So when I lane, which is very rare these days, that's the way I pronounce it. So one time I remember someone came over to me and said, "Who taught you how to lane?" So when I said that in it, oh, it's well known. It's okay. But Timaher Haisha, Vatage, Vatarat Tage Bisha, Vatomele, right? She runs to him. Hine Nirai La Haisha Sher Baba Yomelai. He's back, right? And she calls him an ish, because to her, she sees him as a person. She thinks he's a navi, not a malach. Okay. But she says, "Hurry up!" So the misil. This is like a parenthetical point, a very important point. The misil shesharim, right? Musa Sefer quotes this pasuk. The Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lutzata, quotes this pasuk about slothfulness, about Eishes Manamach, and compares her to another great woman, Rivka, and says, right? Okay, you got to come back next week. So he says something fascinating. What do we see by Rivka? What was it about Rivka that Eliezer said, she's the one? What was it? So you could say it's the chesed, but it's how she did the chesed. The language that's used in the Torah when he goes to that well is the same language that Avraham uses when Avram sees the three guests. Vatimaher, Vataratz, everything is quick. Zrizos. And in his chapter on Zrizos, right, alacrity, the Mesil Sharm writes, Melamed, Vatimaher Ha'isha, quoting this pasuk, Shekol Maseim Shal Tzadikim B'mihiros. The acts of tzaddikim are done quickly. Asher lo yitznu hefsek zman, lo el haschalas mitzvah, lo el shlamasa. They don't let time elapse to begin a mitzvah or to finish a mitzvah. It doesn't mean that they're sloppy. Right? I'm giving a test today in the afternoon. So you always know which kids. After like one test, I already know, like, okay, you're the one. You're going to finish really quickly and you're going to do it really quickly and well, and you're going to do it really quickly and we're going to have to ask, I'm going to have to ask you to like take this back a few minutes later. You know, it's okay. That's like personalities, but and people need to learn and adjust, whatever. But you see here that is the role of to not be, to move forward in our time. But Tiresha Adam Asher Tilahit Nafshob Avodas Boro, one whose soul is on fire, to serve Hashem, vaday shalis atzel basiyas mitzvah. We're not going to be lazy and slow when it comes to performing a mitzvah. Al tiyeh tenuas soket tenuas ha'esh ha'mehira. It's going to be like fire, which moves very, very fast. Ki lo yanuach v'lo yishkot. They're not going to rest or be quiet until the mitzvah is finished. Right? That is part of his reason. To have this inner fire burning to move forward to perform the mitzvah and to get it done. That's we see that here. So again, putting her into this bigger construct of really great people in history. Now Manoach goes. Now you know it's Manoach to Ishto. At first, it was anonymous, random people. Stam. Now it's Manoach going to his wife. Because somehow, like that, this is happening again is bringing them together. Vayavo el ha'ish vayomer lo. And they go to this man and they say to him, "Ata ha'ish asher dibarta elisha? Are you the same guy that came yesterday and spoke to my wife?" Vayomer ani. Yes, you know, you caught me. Vayomer Manoach, "Ata yavo devarecha." Ma ye mishpat hana'ar u'ma'aseyu. Ata, now your words can be true. What should we do? What should we do? Okay? So listen, what is he saying? Right? Listen, I want your words to be true. What should we do? So says Bamidbar Rabbah. Vayomer Manoach, Ata yavod v'racha. Omer lo Manoach. Ad kan, Sheshamati min ha'isha. Bahanashim, Einam b'nos hora. Up until now, I heard this from my wife. But what does she know? Einam b'nos hora. Who are they to adjudicate and to determine what should be done? Ve'ein l'smoch al divrayim. They can't rely on their words. Aval ata yavod v'racha mipicha. I would like the words to come from your mouth. I want to hear them from you. Ani rotzeh lishmoa. I know people want to stand up and jump. Okay. She'eni ma'amin bidvarecha. I don't, right, this is the Medrash saying. I don't believe, I can't say I don't believe it, but I am hesitant. Manoach is saying, I'm hesitant to believe what she's saying. Shema chalfa, maybe she messed up the message. O pischasa, o hosira. Or maybe she said something that was incorrect. So I need to hear it from you. I need to hear from you.
Is that, is it because he doubts her? Is it
Jules, because he doubts? 1 second, Jules. Yeah.
It's kind of what he's saying. He was the one who died. The mouth comes in and tell him. And what happens? He comes back to her. So what message is that? You asked for it. You didn't get me wounded. So it's assuming if he's coming to her, then obviously she knows what she's doing. Because the went out. But it didn't come back the way he asked for it. It came to her, not to him.
Yeah, Jules, what are you asking? Yes.
Is it because he doubts her or he's so excited? I mean, what's the reason that he would question if she gave him great news?
So what, right, what is he, I think he's, it's clear from the Medrash that he's doubting her. He is doubting her.
He's celebrating all women. So you can't believe women.
Right. Right, this is like a, what does she know? Can't believe her. Instead of focusing on, yes. So we, not too much, not too much. We mentioned Rav Lichtenstein, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, writes that he is, maybe his word comes from Menucha. Everything is chilled out. There's not a lot of, not there in terms of his name. I wonder now, let's not focus on him. Let's focus on the positive. Ramban, at the end of Parsha Bereishis, makes an amazing comment. Actually, end of Lech Lecha, beginning of Vayera. At the end of Lech Lecha, Avram is told he's going to have a son. His name's going to be Yitzchak. At the beginning of Vayera, the Malachim come, and one Malach's job was to do what? One was to, what? What? Refuah, good. One other job was?
Stone.
Stone, save load, and one more.
About the baby.
So says Ramban, Avram didn't tell Sarah about the baby. Can't believe it. They are like, that's how we look at them. They are the closest. They look good. They trailblazers. Look what they did together. He didn't tell her. Ramban says something so beautiful. Ulai, he says, Ulai. He says, maybe he was busy, but he says, Ulai, Kintin. He says something so beautiful about the relationship. He says, Hashem came to me. I want Hashem to come to Sarah. Why should I tell her? Who am I? I know Hashem's going to come to Sarah too. Sarah should have the same prophetic experience that I have. Amazing, right? So the belief in one spouse to grow spiritually, right? Look at Manoach and Eshes Manoach and Avram and Sarah. Avram knows it's going to come. So if he does it, if he tells her, she's going to lose out on a moment with God. So why should I tell her? Why should I tell her?
Something
Yes. Right.
He's thinking about himself, right? So that's what I was asking, moving on.
Right. 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 Yes.
To have a school that's so far up here, I think you could say that that's a detail.
The saving of the Plishtim and the that she's Yakarat, yeah.
And it's a very big, and it's a very remarkable piece for it. Maybe saying, I'm going to hear it myself, just maybe
right, so where Schwab is going to read something in part of the story. It might be mutually exclusive what we're saying right now. I mean, it might be two different ways to look at the story itself. We'll see. You can pick up on the language of the Malach and what the Malach is going to say. But I think what here is that there is that in a relationship sometimes we focus on, I want to grow. I need to grow. We need to make space for our spouses to grow as well. And it doesn't always look the same as it does for us. For us, it might be a shir. For us, it might be, you know, that we need to be very comfortable with finding spaces and avenues for our spouses to grow, different, maybe differently or the same as us. And that's what Avraham is teaching us about this dynamic that, in the relationship that he had with Sarah. And he was so excited, right? Because it's right about the showing off part. Like, he came to me first. Forget about that part. But just the excitement. And we have a name for the baby. We've been talking for 70 years. What was it? Yitzchak. So kept it all to himself. Just so she can have the same experience. It's very, very significant. So now what is the Malach say? What is the Malach say? How's a good given? Bayor Malach Hashem Amanoach Mekol Hashem Marti El Yisha Tisha Mer. Everything I told your wife, you should do. Mandy, how does that answer your question, Mandy?
But she loves
us to
no, the mom doesn't say that.
So, right, this is this pasuk. Look, next pasuk. Think of this, these words are extra. Was it necessary for him to say these words? Everything I told your wife yesterday, you should do. Everything that comes from the vine of a grape should not eat. This is more detailed. 100%, this is more detailed. Any grape derivative, last time I just said wine. Now, any grape derivative, don't eat. And this maybe gets onto Yossi's point that it's not this, maybe looked like a different thing than Nazir, just wine, not grapes. Now it's everything. So the first pasuk sounds a little superfluous. He just could have said this pasuk yadalid and we're good to go. What is the first pasuk teach you? So the medrash is going to say that he is taking a shtuch at him and saying, trust your wife's intuition. Trust your wife and her, you know, her listening skills and her interaction with me yesterday, and she'll be fine. That is one way to read it. Or Schwab says something really, really beautiful. Really beautiful. Whether it's pshat in the story. I think it is pshat in the story. Does it fit into the rest of the story? We could figure that out. Now, he says the following. What was Manoach really asking? What was he asking? What was he bothered by? And what's the Malach's answer? So there's two words. The last word in Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet look very similar. Tishamer and Tishmor. What's the difference between those two words? You don't have to tell me which part of the seven, you know, tenses it's in, but which what's the difference between Tishamer and Tishmor? So Yitachen, yeah? Versus? Good, you should be aware. Good. Yeah. So who is it on? Like, who are we talking about here that should be following this? Are they being shomer this for their son? Meaning make sure your son doesn't eat this? Or is this something for you? Rav Schwab says, what was Manoach troubled with? It was, what? Rav Schwab says, yeah, different. Rav Schwab says, Manoach is like, I'm a simple guy. You're telling me I'm going to have this, like, this person that's going to connect to God and be the leader of the Jewish people? Like, who am I to raise this person? Who am I to raise this kid that's going to look and smell like a Nazir? I don't know how to do this. I'm nervous. You're giving me this child? Like, I don't know. So he says, Yitachin shetishamer hu lashon nekeva, v'chein nekeva nistar v'lashon zachar nocha. What does that mean? V'chein apirish. Kol shiv gamata manoach tishamer. Sh'in b'sher la'adrich ha'banim b'derech acheret. You want to know how to raise your child the right way, you have to do it yourself too. You need to be a Nazir too. You're nervous about how you're going to follow all these laws and make sure that everything's going to work out well. You need to model it for him. Tishamer, you do it. And then all these, Tishmor, do it for him. So you need to do it first and follow that way as parents. Ki abanim mischanchim. The children are educated from what they see, the parents do. If a parent tells a child to do something special, to do, say please and thank you, right? Mind your manners. Learn a little Torah. Even if they berate them and tell them they're doing something wrong, it's not going to work except only if you act and walk and talk like a Nazir will your children become good Nazir. You want your children to say please and thank you? Okay, might not happen right away. But if that's the way that you act, then they're going to do the same thing too.
Don't do as I say, do as I do.
Good. Great. Right? Actually, the word Yaakov Kamenetsky says, we want to be mashpia. Mashpia means to influence. The big word these days. You have in yeshivas now, you have a mashkiach ruchani, you have a rosh yeshiva, and you have a mashpia, an influencer. And you have it in Twitter. Good. An influencer.
Rabbi.
So Rabbi. The word mashpia, one second, Nathan, one second. Comes the word shefa or shipua. Shipua in Hebrew is a slant. Every roof needs a shipua. A roof can't be flat. In certain parts of the country, it can be. It's fascinating. If you travel to parts of the country, the weather affects the housing and what the house. It's very, very. I'm not a big traveler, but if you've seen it, I went to New Orleans a few years ago. It's fascinating. So, but in this part of the country, every roof needs to have a slant. Otherwise, the snow and whatever is going to pile up. So what does that mean? When it slants down, right, it's slowly the rain trickles down, eventually gets to the gutter or goes down to the ground. So when you're a mashpia, it slants down. It trickles down slowly. Not right away, not immediately, but it slowly seeps in after, and more water gushes through, then the messages come across much easier. Yes, Nathan.
Rabbi, it seems that the Malach is asking or telling Manoah that he should be something he's not. He should be also to Baal Tshuva. And if he doesn't believe in this, and he doesn't do it from his own soul, how can he truly model it for his son?
Sometimes parents, they live up to this. When they have the responsibility of having children, sometimes that helps them live up to a higher standard. And they sort of they grow up a little bit, at these moments. And this is what the Malach, according to Schwab, is telling the parents right now: you need to do this too. And when you do this, it's going to be easier for you to raise your child this way, and he's going to follow this path of Tara the Kedusha. That's how you're going to have to raise this little young boy. Well, let's make 2 points. Number one, let's see how Shimshon plays itself out over the next few prepping. Let's see. But it's never fair to blame the parents for everything that a child does. It's not right. And it's not right for children to blame their parents for how they turned out. At a certain point, children need to grow up and need to take responsibility for their own actions. They are their own person. And parents need to say, I can't continue to tell my children what to do or what not to do because they're adults. And the models change. Yes.
They ever have that closeness,
At a certain point, it seems like they're not part of the narrative anymore. But let's see how that plays itself out. But that's part of the Navi itself to see, and we'll see. Maybe he invokes his father's name, doesn't. We'll see how that works out. Vayomer Manoach El Malach Hashem Na'atzrana Usach. So now Manoach asks this Malach to hang out. He says, why don't you stay here with me? So, let's have dinner. So how does this, is this good? Is this bad? Is this, what do you think this is? He's a Malach, right? He's a Malach. Malachim can't eat. And only one time in history did we see the Malachim feign eating. That was with Avram and Sarah, right? They gave in. They it was part of the charade. It worked. Vayomer Malach Hashem Manoach im ta'atzreni lo achal b'lachmecha. If you keep me here, I'm not going to eat your food. So. Just a gashmas, right? What's going on here?
He was testing to see if it's a Malach.
So some of the Mefarshim say here, this was really a test. Right. Not sure. So, but the Navi here tells us, listen, if you make a korban to Hashem, an ola korban, you don't eat it. You bring an ola, you can. It's pre-based amikdash. You can do that in your backyard. It's a bama. Ki lo yada Manoach, ki Malach Hashem. Manoach did not realize that he was a Malach Hashem. Neither did his wife, by the way, for that matter. Maybe she did now, but she thought he was an Ish Elokim. She thought he was a Navi, a prophet. Not a Malach Hashem, which is different. Seeing a Malach Hashem could—it's a bit of a discussion—could elevate you to become a Navi. If you have that experience, some mefarshim say that makes you automatically a Navi. Maybe a Navi temporarily, but or a Navi, you know, after this, after the fact. That's one approach. So maybe they didn't think much of themselves to begin with, that they felt, how could we even be a Navi to see the Malach Hashem? Or how can my wife be a Navi? That could play into this.
Has to be a higher status, because how many people see a Malach? The very fact that he saw a Malach, the fact that he saw a Malach puts him already in a higher status, whether it's a Navi or not. But certainly it's not a regular, just a Nish. I mean, he's a higher status.
Yeah, yeah. So, Vayomer Manoach HaMalach Hashem. So, it sounds like they are figuring out who they are dealing with here. So he says to this Malach Hashem, Mishemecha, Ki avod devarcha v'kibdanucha. Who is it, right? What's your name that we can honor you? Right? Who else says something very similar to Manoah in the Torah?
Yaakov.
Yaakov, right? What's your name? When Yaakov fights with the Malach, who also is called the mysterious Ish in the Torah, right? This has a lot of overlaps of a lot of different narratives in Bereishis. Interacting with Malachim comes up a lot there. And we don't really see it post Bereishis, for that matter, post Torah, post Bereishis. We don't really see that many interactions with Malachim. We do. Shmos has one. It's very strange. So, Vayomer lo Malach Hashem. Lama zet tish'al l'shmi. That's almost verbatim what the Malach said to Yaakov. Why are you asking me what my name is? Behu peli'i. Behu peli'i. Now, what does that mean? Is that his name? Is his name peli'i? What? It was Professor Pele, right? And so, now what does that mean? So, simply put, the way most Mefarshim understand this is, he's telling him, Rashi writes, and this is Rashi l'shitaso, because this is what Rashi writes earlier also. Mechusa, it's hidden. Pela, one definition of the word Pela is hidden. Tamid hu mishtaneh, it always changes. Ve'en yadua, lama mishtaneh hayom. And I don't know if it's going to change today, meaning a Malach has one job at a time. And right now my job is to tell you about your son, and tomorrow might change. So I don't really have a name, and or I do have a name today, but tomorrow it's going to be different. Therefore, it always changes. So therefore, I can't tell you what my name is. So what does Manoach do after this? He brings a korban. We'll have to, that will be for next week. Who peli'i? Just to other approaches to this is that we say in davening, we say every single time we leave the facilities, we say mafli lasos, mafli pela. I've heard Rabbi Yudin say this at least 20 times. I think it's one of his favorite just thoughts. Right? What's the pela? Mafli lasos about the creation of man. And the Shulchan Aruch actually says, what does Pela mean? It is the ability for the body and soul to be together, interact together, and to live in one person. That's the Pela. And that is the fact that he can come in the form of a man and be a Malach at the same time. So at this very moment, he is a Pela. He can have that. But additionally, your son is going to be a Pela. Why is that? The language of Nazirus. The Torah tells us in Parshas Naso. That's why this is the Haftorah for Naso. Ish o isha ki yafli. Hafla'a. Right? If you want to know where the Rambam puts the laws of Nazirus, it's in his book of Hafla'a. Hafla is an expression of a neder. What is a neder, essentially? You're using your words to create a mitzvah or a prohibition. right? How can I do that? Not on everybody else, just on you, personally. So Hashem gives us that koach because we have this neshama inside of us that can create with God. So Nazir, different sides of a Nazir, but this side of the Nazir is this notion. You're going to have this child that's going to be otherworldly and also very unique, right? Shimshon, we're going to see very like big extremes. He's going to be powerful, strong, connected to God, and going to be extremely vain, go after things that we would never think of going after, and ultimately struggle with these both extremes in his life. He's going to live a life of the extreme of hafla'a. So hu peli'i, maybe the Malach is telling him, maybe you could read this as mashemecha, not what's your name. Maybe in some level he's saying, what should I name my kid? Right? What should his name be? You know, say homiletical. And he's going to be a Peli. It's going to be Peli, yeah. And maybe, yeah. So who Peli, maybe this is somebody, this person of the Zeros is going to be hard to confine, and he's going to be struggling with his neshama versus his guf throughout his entire life. Fascinating. You'll see. This is your homework. Parshas Vayechi, we have very clear references to Shimshon. Okay, we'll discuss that next week. So we'll tie into his birth and ultimately the beginning of his life, his name. But that is Danya Dinamo. He comes from Sheva Dan. We'll learn about them more about Shimshon next week. Okay, Yashar Koach, everybody. Have a great day.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Do you know Rabbi Taubes?
Yeah, I heard. I didn't know whether it was public knowledge. Yes,
for sure. Yeah, of course. Someone said, let's make a Mishra Berach this morning. So I went over to him. I was shocked. He's a relatively young man. I mean, from my perspective, he moved.
Yeah, yeah. Menachem Mendel and Rina, right?
Yeah, Rina is easy. I called my daughter. She already knew. She's part of the Tehillim group. The school, okay, yeah. We have a kindergarten.